The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Reish Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
We begin Be'ezer Hashem, Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Zayin. The Mishnah Mem Zayin Amud Beis tells us there are three categories when dealing with houses of Avodah Zarah. Shloi Shabbat in Main. Abayah Shabbat Mitchila Avodah Zarah. If it was built with the intent to serve this bias itself, Areza Oser, that's also the benefit from it. Saidu V'kaidul Avodah Zarah B'chideish. It was a regular house originally, but then they put plaster, they put images, put paintings for Avodah Zarah. As long as you take away what was added, then it's permissible to benefit. Hichnis l'seich avaris chachavim v'haitzia, was the regular house. Then they brought in statues, they brought in the Avodah Zarah, they brought in the Avodah Zarah, and then they removed it, and then erased the mutter. That's the Shorar Paskins, Yeredeya, Simen Kuf Memhei, Siv Gimel. Abayis Shabonu Metchila, originally was built, Shei Abayis Atzmei Neva, that the house itself should be worshipped, or a regular house, but Amishtacha V'Labayis Bonoi, they bow down to this house that had been built previously for a different reason. Hareze Oser Bano, it's Oser. Hichnes Havedetz Chechom L'Seich Abayis, they brought in the idol into the house, as long as the idol is there, the bayis is aser bano. Hoitzia, once they removed it, then huter abayis. As long as the Avodah Zarah is out, then it's mutter. However, the Ramah adds, v'dakka shalei huktza abayis lekach. That means they were only putting the Avodah Zarah there temporarily. Only as Rashi says, l'sha, for the moment. However, if this bayis was now designated for Avodah Zarah worship, Avodah Zarah practice, Huxilakah, Eine Mutter, Elam Keinitzia Misham, Derech Bittel. Then you have to be Mevatel, this base Avodah Zarah, the Ainu Shalei Lahachnes Oid Sham. It has to be clear that is no longer a place that's going to be used for idol worship. A related halacha we find in Arachayim, Simikuf Nun Dalid, Sifyur Aleph. There the Mechaber writes, Nerei Shaiva Shenoisen and Agoyim Loiv De'elilim. They would make these candles, which they would then sell to idolaters, and the idolaters would light these candles for the Avodah Zarah. V'kibun Shamashon, and those who were taking care of it, extinguished the candles. V'nosnam, and they gave them, or Machron, and sold them, Li Yisrael. They sold them to Yidden. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Osir la'aligam b'beis ha'knesses. These candles cannot be used to light in the beis ha'knesses. Many people light candles before the davening, before tefillah. You can't use these candles in the shul. Says the Ramah, Afal bishem mutarim la'edyot, even though if a person wanted to use them in his own house for his own purposes, it's mutar. Like we mentioned in previous shiurim, that there's a higher standard when it comes likvaya than when it's as opposed to a hedyot. The Magen Avraham of the Ents of Kon Yud Zayin says it's usher to use them for a beis hakneses. But who adin lachol na mitzvah for any mitzvah purpose? Someone wanted to use it for Hanukkah candles, it also would be usher because that's not for the purpose of hedyot. That's for the purpose of mitzvah. However, he brings from the Knesset Hagadolah, B'shem the Re'im, that even a bayis that was nevad for Avodah Zarah, the Re'im says, mutul l'spalel b'seichai, it's mutul to daven in that house. The Ramah says, the Magen Avraham says, why? Why is the mutter? This is a dvar mitzvah, this was a bayis that was used for Avodah Zarah purpose, why is the mutter? Says the Magen Avraham, maybe the reason why the Re'im is mater is because he holds mechubur shayni. That's really problematic, because we see from our sugya that even Tolu Shibloseif Chubra is Aser, and the Magen Avraham himself asks that Tzorachim from the Gemara and Daf Mem Zayin. Then he says, maybe Shiny over here is different, the Leyavar Abayis Atzmai, they're not really worshipping the house itself, but rather they only do Avodah Zarah worship in the house. As the Mechaber we just mentioned before, in Yeradeh Simen Kuf Mem Hei, Siv Gimel. But that's the Magen Avraham's Psak based on this Knes HaGedolah. The Prima Gaon brings from the Elie Rabba this Chelok in the Magen Avraham, and he learns that the Re'eim was only matir for a Yochid to daven in that place. For a Yochid to daven in such a place is mutter, but to make a Beis HaKnesses Kavua from an bias that was used for Avodah Zarah is certainly going to be Osir, and even the Re'eim will be made to that. These two deists of the Magen Avraham and El Yerabah are brought in the Mishneh Berurah, Simen Kuf Nun Dalid, Sifkon Mem Hei, where he writes, the Linyan Lassus Mi Beis Tifla Shal Akum, a Beis HaKnesses, to make a shul out of the place of Avodah Zarah, Kosav Magen Avraham Lahokil, because they didn't worship the house itself. He goes with the second reason, the Magen Avraham. But that's El Yerabah Neit Lahachmir Lassus Beis HaKnesses Kavua, like we mentioned. It seems that people are maker with this, and they do turn, they do use churches and turn them into shuls. As we'll see, Ramesha writes that there are many shuls he found here in America when he came, that many shuls were what were previously previously churches. The Mishneh Berurah says, however, that Ayin in the Bir Halacha, where he explained that it's Dafka, this Heta would only be if it was Ein Darken Lahamid Shem Elileyim. That's if they don't have their idols stationed and in placed in the Beis Avodah Zarah. But Elu Shem Amidir Shem Elileyim, those that put their idols in this place, even if they now take it out and they sold it to a Yid, that would be Osir. Even though for a Het Yid is Mutter, but for a Beis HaKnesses, it would be Yosef. So that's what we find in the Chaylas Yeshuva Sholem Eishiv, Sholnanzin, in Madura Kama, Chela Gimel, Simen Ayin Beis. He was asked in 1958 from a shul in New York that wanted to buy a Protestant church to make that into their Beis HaKnesses. Says the Sholem Eishiv, that since the Protestants don't have a tzelem or dmus, they don't have any idols, they don't have any statues or images in their churches, it's just a place of gathering to say mizmeirei tefilos. He says, therefore it would be mutter to then make it into a shulam daven de bekviyas, and not only will it be mutter, it will be a mitzvah lekadesh shem shamayim. Now, a regular church, as the Mishneh Berurah mentioned before, that they have idols that are placed there. The Magen Avraham and the Yerabah had a machlokes. And on that, the Magen Avraham, the Dogel Meravava, and the Chasam Sefer, both in Shulchan Aruch over there, on their Hagos, and this Magen Avraham, ask a kasha from a Tosfos in Megillah. The Gemara Megillah Davava and Aleph is talking about a city called Ekron. And there the Gemara Darshan's a pasuk like this. Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, my dechsev, what does the pasuk mean? Vasi reisi dom al mipiv, vishikutz al mibein shinov, v'nisher gam hu leilokeinu. Darshan's the Gemara. Vasi reisi dom al mipiv, zed beis b'maya shalahem. This is referring to, as Rashi explains, the Rosh Avodah Zarah of Edom, and that will be removed. Vishikutza mi bein shinov, says the Gemara, Zebeis gal yishalehen, which we know from the Gemara that you have to really use a shem gnai, beis karya, but this was originally the beis gal yishalehen. Venisher gam hu leilokeinu, elu batek nisiyais, u batek midrashois, shebe edoim, which the pasuk finishes off, ahoyah, Aluf Be'alav Be'Yehuda Ve'ekren Ki Yevusi. What is that? Elu Tartariyos Ve'Karkasiyos Shebe'edoin. These are these buildings. We'll see exactly what that means. These are these buildings Shebe'edoin Sha'asidin Sara Yehuda L'Lamed Be'en Torah. These are buildings which in the future the Sara Yehuda will teach Torah yet in these buildings. What are these buildings? Zaktosfos over there, Yesh Mefarshim, some say that these Tartiyos Vekarkasiyos are Bote Avedes Kechavim. and we're just being mechana the shame, tartachiyos, which is loshen cherpa, karkasiyos, loshen beisakisei. But those are these buildings. In other words, they are originally Bate Avodah Zarah, which we're saying, the Gemara seems to say that in the future there will be Bate Medrash, Bate Knesias, which the Sari Yehuda will teach Tairin. Frektaisis v'kosha loimekein. How could you say that? How could you say these mekaimis mitunafais yachalu meksham Tairin? Therefore, Taisis says, Vadai lishmama yehei, the mayor of Yemen. These buildings will be destroyed. These Bate Avodah Zarah will be destroyed. But the Gemara here is referring to our Batim Shemis Asvim Shom Levad Shalav De Avodah Zarah. It's referring to gathering places where they gather for meetings to discuss their inyanim. That's what it's talking about. The Tosfos HaRosh as well says it's not talking about Bate Avodah Zarah, but rather it's talking about their courthouses. Indeed, we know they make very impressive courthouses, and those impressive buildings, those are koishalem, in the future will be used for Sarah Yehuda to teach Torah. You see, Zokhtech Samseifis of the Dogon Mirabava, you see from this Tosfos that Avad is also, once you have a Bate Avodah Zarah, it's also to make it into a Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash Kavua. It's certainly not going to be mutter. And therefore, they like Tzarechian in this Magen Avraham of why he would understand that it's mutter to use as a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis HaMedrash. And therefore, what the El Yerabba said, it with the Re'ein Paskin is only for a Yochid to be mispalal in it. Once it's no longer a Beis HaVedah Zarah, it will be mutter. The Shoyle Meshim and the Tshuva we mentioned before wants to be matzik this kasha from Tosfos in Megillah. He says what Tosfos means to say is not necessarily that it would be Osir, but Tosfos means to say, how could you tell me that there will be a Havtocha, that these Batim which were used for Tinoifes, how could that be that there will be now used for Batim Medrashas, Batim Knesias, but not necessarily that it would be Osir? The Tosfos of Zloshen certainly would seem to indicate, like the way the Dogon Mirabava and the Chasam Sofer are learning. Again, Rav Moshe Zatzal in Igros Moshe Rechaim Chilak Aleph Simin Memtes was asked the Kasha, was asked this Shaila, if one is allowed to use a church and make it into a Beis HaKnesses, which Rav Moshe says, Ra'isi Bahar Beit Batik Nesiyos, that in America he finds that many Batik Nesiyos were originally Bate Tifle, originally were churches. After he quotes the Magen Avraham and the Mishneh Berurah, he says, "Ein daiti noichim mizeh." He says, "I'm not really fond of this practice. The poshut shemoz ele mitzvah. It should be considered something that's most. It should be something repulsive to use these places of their worship to use for our worship lahavdil for a dvar mitzvah. The chaim of Urashem from the Bi'al Lachad in a place where they had Elileyim, where they had their Geshkes there, certainly would be Aser." Says Rav Moshe, "I'm not coming to Aser those that already were given a heter to use, but certainly Lechatchila, one should not do this." There's a tshuva in the Tzofnes Paneach from the Rogan Shover and Chilak Beisim and Chofalef, who he was also asked from the place in England, of Rav in England, that wanted to know, can they buy a Beis Avodah Zarah to use for a Beis HaKnesses, and he says, "Ma'oira marati mishtoime, yu'umin ki yisupor, sha'eda mi Yisrael yala b'liman lasas Beis HaKnesses, amigdash ma'at, from amaka mitunuf." And then he also quotes the Gemara in Megillah. In the Sefer Yisa Yosef, Chelek Aleph, Amud Choftes, a Sefer from Rabbi Yosef Afrati, based on the Psakim of Ramaron, Agoin Rabbi Yosef Shalom Aliashiv, Zechayin Levracha. He says that Rabbi Yashiv's position was to rely on the psak of the Mishneh Berurah to be makel, if one wanted to take a church and turn it into a shul. And he says Rabbi Yashiv always used to be metzayin, would mention this Tosfos in the Megillah, seeming that there is a kash on it. However, what's best, he says, is that if they could make shiputzim, as if they could somehow add to it, maybe repaint it, somehow change it, somehow to be Messiah the Binyan, to before they actually make it into a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis HaMedrash Kavua, to add to it, or to change the walls, or to add different designs or painting or wallpaper to it, to somehow change it. There he says, perhaps even Ramesha, from the tshuva that we mentioned, perhaps even Ramesha, he says it would be meida, that if one changed it in that way and added shiputzim to the existing building to make it something different, that perhaps even Ramesha would be then permitted to make from this a base bote avodah zarah into a base hakneses or a base hamedrash.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.